B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 98.5, the podcast. Are you making money, people? Are you making money? Are you following Twitter? Because I will tell you, don't pay for picks. No, don't pay. Just listen to this podcast and follow us on Twitter. And how much money would they make, Dan? What's the percentage that you posted the other day?
59% over 700. I believe it's 22 picks, something like that.
Is that degeneracy? Is that good?
I believe that might be good.
Is that good?
Slightly good? Maybe good? I don't know.
700 picks is like, dude, true degenerate.
Agreed.
I mean, let's see, 40 weeks times 700. I'm not good at math. That's
724.
That's a lot of picks.
A lot of picks.
That's a lot of picks.
That's over 45 weeks, though, so, you know.
I do want to start off just by saying thank you, everybody, who gave us a review last week. He's Dan Lifshitz. I'm Joe Murray, by the way. This is the Over Under 985 podcast. We're the Bankroll Boys. We don't call ourselves the Bankroll Boys. That's what people call us.
Correct.
But a lot of good feedback last week, good or bad. So appreciate everybody doing that.
And if you haven't, please rate and review our podcast. Good or bad, we'll take it. Well, you know, if you guys want us to improve on something, we'll be glad to do it. But yeah, please rate us. We really would appreciate it.
And the cool thing about it is we'll retweet you. How's
Agreed.
That?
Agreed.
Like, we'll see it. And like, some people threw some like funny things in last week because we swore a lot. And it was funny.
Agreed.
So I retweeted, and Dan will too. So we'll start there. Good week last week. I'll just start off, pat myself on the back. Preakness, again, gave you four. Oh, you only, of course you gave four horses, Joe. One of them had to hit, right? That's what they do. They give you the opportunity to do it. I'm going to take advantage of
Agreed.
It.
Agreed.
So it won. Win. Lock it up, baby. We have the Derby. We got the Preakness. The Belmont's coming soon. We're going for the trifecta.
Hell yeah.
We're going for the trifecta.
I'm ready for
it. I was already out. Remember? I was like, I don't know. Triple
crown. You're like, no. Now you're in. We're going for the Joe Murray triple crown, baby.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Dan hit the Warriors.
Yeah, my PP last week cashed. I believe it would. We've gone 5-1 this week. I went 5-1 this week. My one loss, the Reds today. God damn you, Luis Castillo, you son of a bitch.
He's been hot on baseball, though. I've been checking in. And the Raptors, which you said last week, Milwaukee wins game two. Take the Raptors in game three, and then bet the series, and now we're at 2-2.
And we had, if you listen to me, you had the Raptors at plus 600 to win that series. You got the Raptors last night because I posted it on Twitter. Bang, 2-2. We'll get into it, but I'm feeling pretty good about my Raptors.
Just about the wrangle quickly. We'll hit on that. Conspiracy the other day. Okay, game four for a closeout game. 2.5 was the line it opened up at, right? Portland? Was it on Portland side?
It actually opened up at 1.
Okay, 1.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it was Golden State, 2.5, 3.
Oh, you're talking about the Golden State game. I'm sorry. It opened up as what? I think it was Golden State minus 4.
Because I got it at 2.
You're talking about game 4, right?
Yeah.
Warriors minus 4.
Okay, so I got it at 2. And I know 2.5 was like the number, and the ref angle was the Blazers.
Right.
And I just went for the sweep. I took it for the game, and then second half, I'm like, screw this, they're coming back. I think it was like 4 or 5 points second half. You had the under in the second half.
Yep.
So I pushed on the two, but hit the Warriors second half, and we both hit an over. A game that went into overtime, we hit an under.
Wild.
That was a wild
under, by the way. I was furious because, to me, it looked clearly like Curry got hacked under the rim. Like, I thought it was the clearest call of the day.
A Draymond Green jump ball, and it was like a three-pointer. The refs were giving Portland the game.
I agree with that, and it sucked. But you know, because that was the wrangle. But I was pissed. I was like, goddamn, I cannot believe I'm going to lose an under based upon overtime, and it still hit by like 6 points, Joe. Pretty good. I'll take that.
Yeah, and that's a nice little double situation that the wrangle hit and we won money.
Correct.
Woo. So the wrangle is what now?
It's 18-4. You can call it whatever you want. It's 18-4. I know you say it's 18-7. You're 0-3 by yourself.
I am 0-3.
On the lone wrangle.
I'm a degenerate.
The lone wrangle.
I told you I wasn't going to take the over in the Bucks game last week. And what happened?
I know. You took it.
I took the over.
You took it probably. I was sitting next to you.
I know.
You probably told me you didn't take it, and you took it.
I took it.
That's such an asshole thing to do, man.
But what I did was I bet the Bucks. And then I said, why don't we sprinkle a little parlay ski on the over? And it hit. And during the middle of the game, I go, you know I took the over, right? It got close, though. It was close. It just it ended up hitting in the end there. So we did good. We're doing well. We're all making money. Okay. How does everybody like that? It's good. So let's continue to make money. And we'll get into the Stanley Cup Final, which is official. And I made a Stanley Cup. Lord Murray's Cup. It's real, baby. And I had, just to throw this in here, it has nothing to do with gambling, but if the Bruins win the cup, I got a guy who invited me on the duck boat.
Shit.
With the Lord Murray's Cup.
I love that. I love that. Hell yeah.
You got his number?
You better represent.
His name's Tony.
We're gonna have to get the over under 985 gear for you for that.
That'd be great. So, and then we got this NBA series still going, and the Warriors are in the finals, and I know you're starting to trickle into baseball a little bit.
I've been in baseball for a while, but I just don't like to post too much because, again, start putting too much out there, and, like, you know, then people get, you know, upset. For instance, the Reds didn't hit, and I got so much shit over that, which is fine. I get it, but, like, you know, everyone's – it's very sensitive about day baseball. Day baseball especially is weird.
I know, but, dude, today I had some real degenerate friends betting on tennis. I never heard of those people in my life. Oh, I bet on tennis plenty of times, but I didn't know any of these names today. It was like real degenerate. So we'll open up there at over under 985 the podcast, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz. We're making money, people, and we're not done yet. We're not done yet. I mean, I know it's a holiday, but that's when the old Stanley Cup Finals start.
Agreed.
And we'll give you the odds on that. So we'll take a little short breather here. We'll let you hear some ads. You might be hearing more ads from us in the future. We just got to talk to the old boss.
Certainly sounds that way.
Yeah, we're doing well. So appreciate everyone's feedback. You're listening to Over Under 985, the podcast. We'll get into the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals next.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at over under 985.
Over under 985 Stanley Cup Finals, they're set. I was hoping for Bear vs. Shark. I really wanted Bear vs. Shark, but now we get Bears versus Blues. What's a blue?
You got me.
Is it a blue fish? A blue hen?
You got me.
Blue. The blues?
Just the blues.
Music?
Blues.
I don't know. Anyways, I think the matchup sucks. But it is good, though, because we don't have to do that West Coast thing. You know, the San Jose.
But we still have the extra day in between, so it's like it sucks because you still have the extra day in between now.
Okay, here's the three betting points I have. Who wins the series? Who wins the Conn Smythe? And what's the best value? So I'm going to throw one thing out there real quick. Boston teams in a final versus a St. Louis, they own that ass. St. Louis Rams, St. Louis Cardinals twice, they own that ass. So I like that angle right off the bat, but I'll ask you, Dan Lifshatz, what is the line and who is the best value in this matchup?
So the Bruins are minus 160. St. Louis plus 140 basically says the Bruins have a 59% chance of winning is the idea. So which is, you know, which is fine. I agree with that statement. The series length, Joe, and this is interesting to me because I know that people really care about the series length in hockey. Right now, this series is favored to go 6 and the second favorite is to go 7. So series ends in 6 games is plus 177. Series to end in 7 games is plus 180. So despite the fact that there is a sizable, you know, favoritism towards the Bruins in the actual series price, the actual length of the series still thinks that the Blues are going to win two or three games at the minimum, just based upon their metrics. I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't really know where I'm going to go with this one yet. Do you have an idea? I mean, obviously, I'm going to take the Bruins because they're my hometown. But like, value.
You're taking the Bruins because of the hometown.
I'm taking the Bruins. I'm not going to bet on the Bruins because of my hometown. I'm going to bet on the Bruins because I think they're a better team.
You think about it for a second. I'll bring this up. Okay, I went on we have a thing called the Off Air Show. It's with Mike Felger. I somehow got dragged into it today, and then I got kicked out of it. It was fun. But I said that the Blues were the value. And the reason for that is because they were one of the worst teams in hockey, man. Do you see those odds for them at one point? They were like plus 3,300 at one point, plus 1,500. Like it just kept getting better and better. So they're probably a hotter team. I think the Bruins have been the most consistent team. Let's just throw out a few things here. Who's the better goaltender?
Tukarask.
Who's the hotter goaltender?
Tukarask.
Who's the deeper team? Who's the deeper
defensively,
team?
Defensively, it's St. Louis.
Okay.
I think defensively, they have three top-end defensemen. I'd argue that Boston still has two. I don't know what you're going to get out of Chara this series. He was better last series, but again, still a lot of turnovers. I'd say that you still have Carlo and McAvoy versus Pietrangelo, Bomeister, who though is kind of heading in Chara's direction. He's starting to slide down. He's definitely not the same player he was. And Colton Parayko, whatever you want to say, to me is just disgusting. So the two top defensemen there, I would definitely lean the Blues. They also have Bortuzzo and Edmondson, and they have a very good defensive core there, Joe. So they're deeper defensively. I think that the Bruins might be better in terms of the actual talent they have, but just in terms of depth, I'd probably give it to the Blues, at least defensively. Offensively, it's tough, man. It's tough. They have a lot of talent. A lot.
Yeah. St. Louis, to me, is a top-heavy team that plays. Like, I think of David Backes when I think of St. Louis. That type of player for the Bruins. Who is obviously a lifelong... The guy's a legend in St. Louis, by the way. To believe it or not, he's been a big part of the Bruins. I know he's kind of like one of the fringe guys on the roster, but that's the kind... Like, you could probably name a bunch of guys, and you'd be like, I know that guy.
So here we go. Here's the first line. Tarasenko, Braden Schenn, who was the guy they acquired from Philadelphia a few years ago, who's been nasty, and Jaden Schwartz. You know Tarasenko and Jaden Schwartz. You probably know Braden Schenn. David Perron is their second-line right winger. I actually think he's probably – their right wing is probably the weakest position for them, Joe. Ryan O'Reilly is a stud. I don't care what you want to say on the radio. Ryan O'Reilly is a stud. He's their second line center. And it's Sammy Blaise, who's been average, below average, I'd say, probably so far. But the third line is still good. Patrick Maroon, obviously you know him. Tyler Bozak, you know Bozak, obviously from the Leafs. And then Robert Thomas. But their fourth line is still disgusting. Ivan Barbashev, young kid. Oscar Sundqvist, young kid. Alex Steen, who was like a 30-goal scorer 2 years ago. So, and I forgot, back end for St. Louis, they also have Vince Dunn, who's an upcoming defenseman. He's going to be a top four defenseman, too. They are very good. They are very deep. This is not a fake team. This is not someone that, Felger thinks you can just roll over. What's going to be really interesting for me, Joe, is we talked about this in the podcast a couple podcasts ago. To me, the most important thing was, what does the Bergeron line do to the top line, to the Carolina Hurricanes? They shut down the Aho line. To me, it gets five times more important in this series. Tarasenko, Schenn, Schwartz. You have to stop that line if you want to win this series.
I'll tell you.
Must.
I don't want to pick on Patrice Bergeron. He's one of the better players historically. Toughest Bruin, you name it, consistently one of those guys. He needs to perform in this series. He was a little quiet in Carolina. He was.
He looked banged up.
They didn't need him. But you know what, though? This is now how many times have they made it to a Stanley Cup where he can't make it, right? I mean, the guy wasn't going to play in a Game 7 if it made it there against the Blackhawks. We know what happened in Vancouver. Like, this guy, you just made an excellent point. Can that line sustain for a seven-game series against a heavy team? And I think St. Louis is a terrible place to play. I think back a couple of years ago. Remember when they tried to give Rask a day off and they put Malcolm Subban in and he gave up like three goals in the second period? They had a
was
pull.
That, I think that was Minnesota. Was that Minnesota?
No, that was St. Louis.
That was his first
Rask
NHL experience.
Threw the cherries. Bullshit.
Right.
But like, I always just remember St. Louis as not a great place to play.
It's a tough place to play. They have a good crowd. They have a good team. I mean, that top line, you want to talk about Pastrnak, Marchand, Bergeron as the best line in hockey. Tarasenko, Shen, Schwartz rivals that line. They are that good. Tarasenko might be the best player out of all everyone on that line. And Jaden Schwartz is an elite offensive young winger. Defensively, though, they're going to struggle on that line, Joe. And so you have to take advantage while being able to shut them down. You know, the depth will work itself out, obviously. You know, they're still talented on the you know, the third and fourth lines. They are a talented team. There's no doubt about it, especially down the middle. Shen, O'Reilly, Bozak, Sundqvist. And, you know, when you have Tarasenko and Steen, Schwartz, Maroon, Barbashev, you are talented. And that's, you know, that's the offense. Obviously, we went over the defense, okay? And they're talented. But the depth will work itself out. You have to say the Bruins' depth so far has been their biggest advantage. I mean, they've been fantastic in all of these series. Their third and fourth lines have pretty much won them almost every series to this point. They've been awesome. So the real question becomes, can they continue that? Because if the Bruins' depth continues to be as good as it is, I can't see St. Louis winning the series unless that Tarasenko line destroys the Bergeron line. They beat them because that matchup has to be even. That matchup has to be even.
So we set the odds 160 some places, 150 some places.
I think 160 is overpriced. I think it should probably be 145.
I think the locals have juiced that.
Well, this is five dimes. I mean,
my local is 160.
So five dimes is 160. And so what I'll tell you is that to me, that's too high. I think the value and the actual line is on St. Louis. I think there's a good chance you'll probably see plus money on Boston in some time in the series. So I think this is going to be back and forth series. It's not going to be a quick series. I think it ends in seven.
I was thinking seven myself.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a long series. I think this goes seven. I think the Bruins win, but I mean, really, it's a toss-up. I'd say the Blues have the value right now, plus 140.
Okay,
sure.
So we won't bore you with breakdowns. You can listen to 98.5 The Sports up for a friggin' week.
But it's important to understand where the value is.
Depth. The breakdown, you name it. But the Bergeron thing's a good point. Like, I think Bergeron's a great player, step up in great situations. I believe he will do it, but that's a heavy, heavy line. Now, Conn Smythe. Is it Tukarask if they win? I think he gets his trump card if they win. But how about a sneaky name? Brad Marchand. I don't know if you have any odds. I looked today. I didn't see any Conn Smythe odds.
I'm going to look it up. I did see something earlier today. Here we go. Let's see. I'll see if I can.
Because I'm starting to think like on the blue side, is there somebody, you know? But to me, Marchand's the sneaky Conn Smythe play. But I think if the Bruins do win it this year, Tukarask gets all the credit.
You want him?
Yeah.
Okay. Conn Smythe odds. Rask minus 120, Schwartz plus 325, Binghamton plus 350, Marchand plus 700.
So Marchand plus 700 is value.
Bergeron,
it is value, people.
Bergeron plus 1800, Pastrnak and Tarasenko plus 2000.
That Bergeron number. Pierre
Triangelo plus 2500, Coyle and Krejci plus 3000, Krug and O'Reilly plus 4000, Shen, Perron, Sundqvist, Bozak plus 5000.
There's value all over the place there.
So,
but it goes by the whole playoffs though.
That's the thing. To me, it's Rask, and there's no value in Rask at minus 120. You can't take that. So in my opinion, Joe, he would be the obvious choice if the Bruins win. I think if the Bruins win, it's going to Rask unless someone has a monster of a series.
And that's why I say maybe Marchand, because he's one of the top leaders in points and goals scored. Like, he's in the conversation. I don't think he gets it. But so, 700, though? Nice,
to,
worth a little couple
to
beans.
To me, it's Binghamton. Because I think that, you know, Jaden Schwartz will probably, he was fantastic against the Sharks, but he'll probably come back down to earth against that Bergeron line. Binghamton has been the guy who has led them to where they are now. In my opinion, it's Binghamton plus 350. That is the true value for the Conn Smythe, Joe. That's where I would look. If I was going to place a bet and you want to do a little hedging on Boston, Binghamton plus 350 is a nice little hedge and a really good value, especially at plus 350. To me, that is very good value.
Okay, so we've given you the advantages in the series, the odds in the series, the Conn Smythe in the series. I think we both agree 7 games is probably the way it goes.
I agree. I think it's going 6 or 7, in my opinion. And what you can do, if you want a nice parlay piece, which I know this goes against every moral fiber of my being, I don't love this. So this is not like one of those like Golden State, Toronto. But if you want a little something, you need a little action on the series, you don't love it. St. Louis, Boston won't end in 5 games. -356 is a decent parlay piece, Joe. That basically means you're going to, you know, you need the Blues to win 2 games. Or you need the Bruins to win 2 games.
Would you parlay one of these teams with a team in the NBA?
So I'd like to, I think we can definitely get to that, but yes.
Okay.
So that's exactly how I'm going to bet the series.
Love it. Love it.
Because the way I look at it is, here's the way I'm going to look at it, right? The Bruins, hopefully you're hoping that the Bruins-Blues series will probably end before, or will, you know, we, the Bruins-Blues series will end before the Warriors series, okay? The Warriors, Bucks, Raptors, whoever they're facing, we'll get into that, Joe. But to tease, yes, there is a good way to do this.
All right, hockey's been good. It's been fun. It's been an interesting series. Hopefully we find out who the refs are.
Agreed. Yeah, we'll do a wrangle.
I think we should do it.
We'll do it. There are going to be a lot of 5.5s this series for the totals.
Ooh.
A lot of 5.5s. I think you might even see a 5 at some point. I got to be honest with you, these teams score a lot. The Bruins are, I think, the second or third highest scoring team in the playoffs this year. The Blues are not. I think you're going to end up seeing a lot of unders this series. To me, this is an under series.
Wow.
I think the goalies are going to dominate. I think it's going to be tough. Now,
considering St. Louis scored a lot last night.
It's tougher without a conference opponent to kind of predict, you know, where at least the way I use it, because I use, you know, matchup base, and there's not a lot of guys. Ryan O'Reilly is a guy you can probably kind of translate over, but just in general, not a lot of guys you can translate over. I think 5.5. Is probably an underline. The thing is, it's going to be juiced. So I'm going to be taking a look at specific periods for where I kind of like my bets there.
All right, that's your hockey breakdown. I believe game one will be on Memorial Day night, and then when we do our podcast next week, we're going to be in the middle of the series with more odds.
I think it'll be game 3, maybe.
But there'll be action to play.
Agreed.
There'll be action, and we'll have it for you. Right here on Over Under 985. Again, on Twitter, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and at Over 985. We'll take a look at the NBA. There's one series going, and of course, we know the Golden State Warriors are in the final, and maybe we'll give you a NBA-NHL parlay to win both leagues. So we'll have that for you coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 90.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985, it's basketball. We're playing basketball. You know, I had this conspiracy when the Bucks were up 2-0 that they can't have 2 sweeps. They couldn't. The Bucks looked like they were going to sweep. They did. But now
I disagree.
Well, they were
a 3-minute stretch from game one, from winning that game. Everyone,
remember I said the series was over?
I know you did. Everyone's freaking out about game one. They were 3 minutes from winning that game, guys. Like, damn.
No, you're right. I that was a bad loss. They could be up 3-1. They could be up 3-1.
That's my point with them, is everyone was like, oh, the Bucks are the better team, they're gonna smash and roll. Yet the Raptors probably should be up 3-1 in the series. That's the wild part.
Shit. I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, you have to look at it like that now the rest of the series.
I mean, that's the way I've been looking at it the whole time.
Shit. Let's take Toronto. What do we got? What's the line for game five?
So Milwaukee, I believe, opened at 7. I'm not positive where it is right now. I honestly haven't even dug into it because I'm just going to let it fly and move around till tomorrow. It's still at 7. The Bucks money line is actually gone up. So it was at 285. It's at 290 now. The series price, though, you got Toronto plus 600. You can already hedge off that if you want, Joe. You can take Milwaukee Bucks minus 275. Not that I'm recommending this. And you can buy out of your plus 600 and with no risk, no edge whatsoever. And you're making at least 3.25 units if Toronto wins or you're winning nothing. So you can buy out of your hedge immediately if you want, Joe. So that is an option if you want to do that. You know, whatever. I wouldn't recommend it, but I do say, Joe, this is what's interesting to me, right? Toronto, minus 4.5 first half. So usually that line should be 4, right? That should be 4. Extra half is interesting to me.
Well, going back to game two, remember the first half was minus 3. I got it at 3.
Right.
And the game was 2.5.
Right.
How does that happen?
So
that's a fishy line.
Here we go. I wanted to talk about this because people wanted me to talk about this. When you see a first half line higher than the spread, take the fucking first half line. Don't even think about it. This is the kind of thing where like people are like, how did you know? How did you know?
The line.
Use your head. Use your head. They're like, oh man, that looks scary. Well, why is the first half 3 and the spread's 2.5? It's not scary, guys. You should realize that they want you to stay off the first half spread. They're trying to get money on the other side. So the first half spread to me, it was a slam dunk. I didn't have to use metrics on that one, Joe. I eyeballed it. I pulled the Joe Murray, theory of relativity. I just looked at the line and said, I'm on that shit. So
it was funny though because people were asking that question like, oh, something's not right here. I'm like, I wrote it. I got it at 3 though.
I got it at 2.5, and people were like, oh, well, should I take it at 3? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, take it at 3. It's at 3. Take it at 5. I don't care.
The one thing I love about just like playoffs in general is you can break down a game a little bit more.
Agreed.
You know, with college football on Saturdays, it's like, oh, shit, there's like a million games, you know?
And not only is there a million games, there's like a million different exponents and like matchups on college football. Saturday is hard.
So I do feel like this series is now leaning towards Toronto, without a doubt. But what happens in a home game, right? Milwaukee's been so good off a loss this year. They finally lost again. So that takes a little momentum away from Milwaukee now. And you mentioned it, Toronto just played a complete game in game 4. Like, they looked like the team that everyone thought would be probably one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. So at this point, is there value in Milwaukee at home in a game 5?
For whatever reason, I feel like Toronto is going to win game 5. But the line definitely, to me, is a Milwaukee line. You know, excuse me, coming back on 7 there. That's right. You know, that is the right line for Milwaukee. I think that people are probably expecting 5 or 6. I think the 7 pushes me towards Milwaukee. I want to say that the Raptors win, Joe, and I'm going to wait on the wrangle for this, to be honest with you. But the Milwaukee 7 looks good. But I have to be honest with you, the look-ahead line for game 7, if there is one, Joe, Milwaukee minus 5. So, to me, I think Milwaukee is going to lose one of these next two home games if Toronto wins game 6. If Milwaukee wins game 5, I have Toronto in the next two. If Toronto wins game 5, man, I think the series is over. Here's the thing. Budenholzer got outcoached yesterday. He got outcoached. Like, there's no question about it. Nurse And that whole defensive line thing worked. It worked yesterday. That's what they wanted. It's worked for game three. It's worked for game four. They have to make an adjustment quick, or Brooks Lopez is going to have to keep hitting every single three, because that team cannot live and die by the three with Giannis having 25 points. They just can't. They're not going to win. They're not going to score enough, Joe.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. They're going cold. They can't hit threes. They're starting to fade.
A little bit. I'm just saying you can't live and die by the three when Giannis only has 25. You need Giannis to have 30, 35 to live and die by the three.
Okay. We just have to bring this up. Ratings. Who do they need?
Who do they need? Honestly, the higher ratings have been for Toronto. I think they would prefer Milwaukee.
Because it helps like the American rating.
It helps,
or whatever.
It helps Giannis, especially.
Giannis. Yeah, you get your star player in a shit town.
I love Kawhi, but he is not much of a draw TV-wise compared to Giannis. Giannis is a TV draw these days.
And the other thing is the Toronto market doesn't go into like the NBA's American
ratings. Doesn't go into their American ratings. However, I have heard some interesting conspiracies that you want Toronto because you get all of Canada. Suddenly,
I was
you
thinking
have
the same
all
thing.
All of Canada.
And dude, I hate to use this. I'm a Drake fan. Shit on me all you want. I'm in on Drake. But dude, social media, Drake there. Like, you're gonna get like that Spike Lee New York thing again. I mean, I think it's real with him. I do. And
yeah,
even though there's been talks about him wearing the, you know, going to the, but I just think all of Canada getting involved behind a basketball team.
So that is an interesting theory. If you looked at the Toronto Raptors ratings, and again, I know that can suck for TNT or whatever, but if Kawhi leaves, and that's a possibility, you can deal with bad U.S. ratings for 1 year to get exponentially amount more Toronto fans and NBA fans. Because again, NBA is trying to expand, Joe. They're trying to do the Mexico thing, the England thing, whatever they're trying to do. I'm just telling you, I think that I do think that you can look at it either way and kind of convince yourself either way that this is a positive or negative thing either way. And at least in my opinion, I think you can.
All right. So you like who in game three? I'll tell you right now. What's the line?
7.
By Milwaukee?
Yeah.
It's too much.
See, I think that's right. I think the too much.
Well, 6.5 the first two games.
Right, which is exactly why 7 leans Milwaukee to me.
Ooh.
See, I
and we that, don't know the ref yet.
We don't know the ref, so I'm not going to.
That makes point. It was 6.5, now it's 7.
Could
get bought down a little, too.
Right, and I gave out the Warriors last week, and I said I'm not going to do it without the ref. I'm going to wait on the ref here, but I definitely lean Milwaukee game 5. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to like Toronto game 6. It's how it's going to be. I'm going to like Toronto game 6, and then game 7,
okay.
Let's see.
Last week on the pod, you said Toronto wins game 3. You're going to bet them for the series.
Yeah.
So what's the series odds right now?
We talked about this earlier. Series odds is Milwaukee minus 275, Toronto plus 235.
So why don't you just bet Toronto?
So, well, here's the thing.
Forget about the rest of the game.
If I have Toronto, right, I have Toronto plus 600. I took that. Okay. Let's say if I wanted to buy out of it, Joe, if you have plus 600, you could buy out of it right now and make 3.25 units or lose nothing. It's just a free bet, okay? Because if Toronto loses Milwaukee and Milwaukee wins, you lose nothing. I do think Toronto is the right side, Joe, but if you want, you can just play, you know, Toronto to win. You can just play an NBA prop. I mean, you'll probably get some better odds in the play of the series price. So, for instance, let me see if I can pull something up for you that might be a little bit more interesting to your style, okay? You think that Toronto will win in 7? You know, you'll probably have in the props actually aren't up right now, but you'll have like a Toronto to win in 7 prop, but like, you know, 400 or plus 400, plus 500. So maybe you feel if you like Milwaukee game 5, but you still like Toronto in the series, you can come back and go, you know, Toronto to win the series plus, you know, plus 500. Or if you want to roll the dice, you can wait for Milwaukee to, you know, you can wait for Milwaukee to win game 5 and then come back on the prop for Toronto to win in 7, something like that. You could probably get plus 700, plus 800 at that time because it was plus 925 at the start of the series. I know because I took it.
Got it. All right. Well, I mean, I guess does that wrap everything up here?
Well, hold on. I do want to get into one thing. You want to talk about the parlay?
Yeah. So this is something we teased earlier for those just checking in, or you've been on. You're listening because you listen every week.
Hopefully.
parlay. We tell you not to parlay. But in these situations, like, I feel like the NBA final is kind of locked up.
It's just Square City.
Right?
Right. It's just Square City.
So give me Golden State. Give me Bruins. What's the odds?
So Golden State Bruins is plus 139. Golden State to win the NBA championship.
So if I put $1,000, I'll win $1,390.
And if you and so here's the other thing. Golden State, Milwaukee, or Golden State, St. Louis. Plus 250.
So 1,000 gets you 25. So the difference is $1,200.
Yep. So you can ride it both. You can do both.
And then obviously if you fade Golden State, which you shouldn't, it'll be real juicy.
I mean, I listen.
Yeah, we don't even have a team yet.
How do you, I mean, how do you feel about Golden State? You watched them.
I mean, they're not going down. They're not going down.
I mean, you saw you can beat Milwaukee. You stop Giannis. You're going to have to throw McKinney. You're going to have to throw Looney. You're going to have to throw Draymond at Giannis. That's going to be the way you beat him. And you'll probably throw Bogut. You'll probably get another big body in there and throw it at him. It doesn't matter.
No, I feel like Milwaukee, nobody else will step up. They'll choke. They'll watch Steph Curry shoot threes and be like, whoa.
Who is going to guard Curry? Brogdon Eric Bledsoe?
Brogdon can't.
Bledsoe's been. And who's going to guard Thompson? You want to put Brogdon on him? You want to put Middleton on him? I mean, listen.
Who's going to cover Draymond?
Giannis, but.
I think Draymond's been unfucking believable.
He's been unbelievable.
He's been like, wow. He's the damn. Because I think during the regular season, he gets fat, you know?
He's in really good
shape. Shits on everybody, you know? And then, like, dude, he's just been bringing that ball up the court. It's like, he's a great passer. I never really thought about it.
Let's not forget, they have Iguodala, too. I mean.
Did he even play?
He didn't play. He didn't play in half of game three and all of game four. And he still won without him.
The kid Bell's been impressive.
And Jordan Bell's been. Here's the thing. They don't have any, like, elite super secondary talent. But Iguodala,
Sean Livingston,
Thompson. And Draymond, and then you have guys like Livingston, Bell,
the role Bell, Daquan Cook, like they got dudes that can play.
You can just keep throwing guys who shoot threes, and just you're not beating them.
Like Jonas Jerebko, say whatever you want about Jerebko, like the guy fills a role for that team. He hits some shots every once in a while.
See, I actually think Toronto would be a better match. It would be a harder matchup for Golden State than Milwaukee would. I just feel like you shut down Giannis, you shut down that team.
Yeah,
and we've seen that. The last two games, like the Milwaukee secondary players played very well in game three and they almost won that game, but they just didn't have enough. Game four, you really saw Milwaukee's secondary players. They sucked. Couldn't do anything. It was over. So.
All right, man. Anything else? Because that's the killer parlay.
To me, it's not even a question.
Warrior Bear parlay?
To me, it's Warriors Bruins and Warriors Blues, and you can take that for amount as you want, and then hedge it on either side. You're getting plus money. So if you put 5 units here, 5 units there, you know, and then you can always go back, Joe, whichever one you have. You say you have the Blues win or whatever, you have some big money there. You can always go back and hedge on the other side because you're going to get more plus money. Not that I would recommend it. I would tell you not to hedge that. I would tell you to let that ride.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride. No hedging. Hedging is out. Hedging out until we tell you. All right, we're going to roll the dice. I don't really got much for the dice this week. I know we got some questions, right?
We definitely have some questions.
Did you get some baseball
thoughts? You did want to talk about one thing, so we definitely will do that.
All right, we'll find out what that is coming up next right here on 98. Over under 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 98.5, we'll roll the dice, answer some questions quickly. Dan has been very active on Twitter. Last week, he made some choice words about a certain book. not to use. They were tweeting out this week, and you were yelling back at them, which I really liked.
Agreed.
Which is great, because we talk about it here, and other people tell us their stories.
The stories continue to get worse, by the way. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
What else did we want to talk about with the dice? Oh, I wanted to mention this. Supposedly, there's going to be a way where you can say, "Hey, Alexa."
Oh, I saw this.
Have you, like...
I did see
scary.
This.
No,
That is...
I could be on my chair.
That is terrifying.
And my feet up, right? And, like, the Patriots game could be coming on at 4:25. And it could be 4:20, and you know what happens at 4:20. And all of a sudden, I could be like, all right, fucking Alexa, give me the Patriots for 1,000. 1,100 for 1,000. Yes! That could be as easy as that.
Can you imagine, like, an Amazon sports book?
Oh, my God. Are we giving them an idea?
Alexa technology. You know what? None of you heard that. None of you heard that, because we got to sell that shit now.
Yeah, I know. Holy shit.
You got to capitalize on that.
Hey, Alexa, give me the Raptors for the series.
We'll run that sports book for them.
Hey, Alexa, give me Tom Brady to be MVP of the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So that's honestly, that's a fucking terrifying thought, because you could be drunk as shit, Joe, and just say whatever you want to Alexa. Alexa, give me 4,200 on the fucking Reds tomorrow. Come on. Like... And you're just out $4,200 if you lose.
Still gonna have that old password though.
But you probably enter it to Alexa one time and never again. But I did want to talk about Bovada, going back to that. People have asked me to switch books this week. You know, oh, you said a Bovada sucks, gonna switch books. Yes. So people have asked me what I use. Five Dimes, BetDSI, BetOnline, Bookmaker, and MyBookie. They all have their advantages and disadvantages. So what I would say is, if you're a beginning player, MyBookie is fine for you. It's not a great site, but they will pay out, you know, whatever. They will pay out. It's just not, you know, not one of my heavy favorites. But all those sites, with the exception of Five Dimes, basically gives you referral bonuses. So if you guys want to sign up for a book, I get a bonus, you get a bonus. That's how it works. And so that is one of the nice things they do. Be careful on the rollover bonuses. You can take also an extra bonus. Be careful about that. You know, that is, you know, they'll have like a 42 times rollover. It's ridiculous. So it's not even worth your time. But I will say, you know, if you want another book and you want to do a referral that way, you get some free money that way. I'm not sure what the rollover is. It's different every site. But you get, a free rollover, a couple $100 to go bet with, whatever.
All right, let's take it to the window, because I want to bring up a question quickly. Someone goes, hey, Joe, does totals count if it goes into overtime? And I got it during the game, because I think someone might have followed us and bet the under in that game.
Okay.
And I just wrote back, does a bear shit in the woods?
I saw that.
And I got a bunch of bears shitting in the woods. Gifts back at me.
You're welcome.
Yes! Yes! This is... Unders in the second half are scary. The percentages have to be low for them to hit.
Nope.
Well, I'll say this. Like, dude, college football... I took that over Texas A&M LSU game that they scored 70 points each.
Oh, yeah.
And like, dude, I was just sitting there like, yeah, yeah. Like, who's going to win this game, you know? But dude, like, you take an under and all of a sudden it's like, oh man. Like, I know people say the over is the sucker bet, but man, who wants to watch? Oh God. Oh, but it worked in the NBA.
I like second half unders. I think there's a lot of value there. I just, I think there's a lot of value in the second half. We talked about that last week, where just, you find value in the second half these days, Joe, because of the fact that, again, the books are at a disadvantage because they're making lines, they're generating lines like this. So there is a big disadvantage there. You want to get into the other questions?
Yes.
All right, great. All right, first question is from our buddy Ryan. He goes, I have the Raptors series at plus 605 right now. You guys still like that?
Do you?
What do you? I like it. If I told you, if you want a hedge and you want a free bet for plus basically 325, you can take the Bucks to win the series at minus 275 and hedge it out. And, that will give you the Raptors at plus 325, which is still higher than their series price. I don't recommend that, but if you want to, you can. All right, Joe, next question from Billy. Two questions from the podcast. First, heading to Vegas in 3 weeks, what are the better sports books out there?
Well, you bet you go more than me. I'm going in December.
Yep.
Where do you like to go?
I like to go to the Mirage. The Mirage is one of my favorites. Obviously, you have to go to Westgate and do that, and obviously Caesar's Palace. But I like the Mirage, man. I mean, really, that is, to me, that's my favorite place to go. It is, unless you're like, you like Old Town Vegas, then South Point is the place to go. South Point's open 24/7. There's a couple of different things. They allow you to have a few more options because it's Old Town Vegas. So I love South Point. But yeah, the Mirage, I love their book there. I mean, I don't know. What about you, Joe? I mean,
well, I love the Caesar's Palace. Like, but you're going to run into like an army. Bellagio is really nice. I really like the Hard Rock. When I was, again, I haven't been there in a long time. But listen, there's no bad place to go. I will say this, though. I heard New Jersey's not fun.
I have not been there.
I haven't been there yet. But, yeah, as far as books go, dude, you're going to have a good time wherever you go.
Yeah, I would say the only thing I would warn you, probably stay away from William Hill. If you see anything sponsored by William Hill, I would stay the hell away from that. That would be my suggestion. Other than that, I think that you'll probably be okay, CGI, whatever.
Okay.
All right. Second question. Any thoughts on NFL or college football or hoops futures, as always? Anything you have right now? We did just go on a podcast with Will Brinson, the Pick Six podcast, and we discussed our AFC East thoughts in terms of totals. So AFC East thoughts on that are, you can definitely listen to the Pick Six podcast this week from Will Brinson. Lovely podcast. I love Will. He's a good
dude. I was glad he had us on. It was fun because we talked about the AFC East and how it sucks.
Yeah, and he's a good friend of the podcast. He is.
Great friend of 98.5. Loves to gamble.
Oh, yeah. He's a degenerate like us. He's a good dude. I will say that we probably only got in the AFC East. We're going to save the NFL because what's going to happen this summer is we got baseball, baseball, and baseball, and it's going to be boring as hell.
Dude, we got the Stanley Cup Finals going on, the NBA Finals, and then we're going to be reaching.
Agreed.
Are we doing hot dog eating contests?
All right, Joe.
We don't have the World Cup this year. Remember we started off with Dallas?
Sucks. That World Cup was so great last year.
Ooh, I love friendlies, though.
Oh, you're talking about international friendlies.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the restaurant.
Oh, I fucking love friendlies.
I was like, what the fuck? You trying to go for a Sunday afterwards?
They have
afterwards?
An unbelievable banana boat that you wouldn't. And then they got those frost, what do they call them, blizzards? No,
that's
frenzies. Frenzies. Shit's awesome.
Frenzies, yeah. A couple fat guys knowing their
it's nothing
cream.
Better than a nice little.
Ice cream in the heat.
Nice little ice cream.
All right, Joe. Next question from Chris. Knicks are -125 on Bovada for where Durant will play game one. Would you guys take this number? In my opinion, it's yes. That's free money. Your thoughts?
Yes. Free money. Take it. Do it. Just do it.
I think so, too. I think I would just roll. I mean, to me, I would bet the max.
Hey, would you bet the – is it worth betting the Warriors at like a -300, -400 for a series?
Against two of versus the Raptors, I mean?
Yeah, like that's a lot of juice. Like the other night, I saw a boxing like -1500. I'm like, screw that. I took the dog just because it was
straight
a
line. Straight up,
so big.
I would not. In a parlay, yes. You know, I'd probably parlay, you know – whatever I could with it that week, but straight up, no, you know me, I don't lay those lines unless I have information and I know something is going to happen. You know, for instance, maybe like Game of Thrones, which, by the way, we haven't talked about. It's over. This is a spoiler alert, okay? Spoiler if you haven't watched it. Bran is the king, which is what I said week one when we talked about it. I was going to trust the juice. I was going to trust the odd shifting.
I'm pissed.
It got up to +1200.
I tried to put it in.
I
got denied.
I tried for you. I did. They maxed me out.
I'm pissed.
They maxed me out.
Can't fuck, do it. Show's so good.
I
Hodor died for that shit?
I don't know, man. I honestly, hot take here. I didn't think the last episode was that bad.
It wasn't. It's just they forced it.
They screwed up the whole season is what they did. They just rushed the whole season.
They rushed that shit.
They could have gone like another like 7-8 episodes over 2 years, honestly. But now it's all going to, it's now.
Where's the dragon?
It's all about the spinoffs.
Are there White Walkers still?
It's all going to be about the spinoff now, Joe. Spinoffs. That's the next thing. All right, moving on from staying away from Game of Thrones. Beef.
It's what's
our buddy
dinner.
Beef. Hey, guys, just want to say I'm up over $700 since listening to you guys, so thanks for all the knowledge. There you go, Joe. I rode the over during the entire Western Conference Finals and just wanted your thoughts on any possible trends noteworthy for the Stanley Cup. kind of talked about that already. I think it's going to be more of an under series than an over series. I don't really have anything specific. I don't think there's any trends that you should really be riding right now on anything. I would say, right now the NBA, Milwaukee and Toronto keep going over, but the second halves keep going under. Go figure.
I got nothing on that one yet.
Okay. Let's see. Our next question is from our buddy Zach. Gentlemen, loving the heater. Rangel has been a blast, but with it down to the finals, basically in the NBA and the NHL, it's all about the diamond. What are your thoughts on the Twins? They've been crushing the ball, yet often their lines are still favorable. Do you back them, or do you see regression in the future? Joe, do you have any baseball thoughts right now?
No. I love to bet on baseball, but I lose. See, this is anyone who's going to get into baseball right now, Dan, who's like, not in it already, they're going to fall for trends. They're going to fall for things. And just like, this is what happens to me around the playoffs, right? I would slowly dabble and then get into it because, dude, baseball, the juice, you will lose your ass off.
Plus, it's plus money and small faves. That's really where it's at.
I got a buddy who bets 14 parlays and hits. And I'm like, dude, like, I have no clue how he's doing it.
Eventually,
but in baseball, it's like the hardest thing to connect on baseball.
He's going to lose his ass on that eventually.
But baseball parlays, scary.
They're hard. They are hard.
Hockey parlays in the season are really hard, too.
I think they're a little bit easier than baseball, to be honest.
Baseball's so tough, man. Somebody could just give up one pitch and boom, four runs.
Here's what I will say about the Twins. They are being overvalued in markets now because of how well they've been doing. Just like Seattle was early on, they're now being overvalued. Minnesota will have some regression near the middle of the season, and they'll kind of fall back and, whatever. They might still make the playoffs, but I think there'll definitely be some regression. I would just stay a little bit wary. For instance, last night, I know they won, but LA was up 3-0. I think LA probably should have won that game. Obviously, they got trounced, but, eventually those bats get hot. All right, Joe, we have four more questions. You ready for them?
Yep.
All right. Question from buddy David. Hey, Dan and Joe, if you can address how to spot lines that tell you all you need to know on what team is on the right side next episode on the Over on the podcast, that'd be great. Your podcast is great, and I look forward to each new episode. We appreciate the kind
words,
that David.
Toronto one was one earlier. The one we talked about the first half, -3, but the spread was 2.
Right.
That's a glowing line.
So to me, it's – and we were talking about the – I think he's probably talking about the under – the second half under, Joe, because I think there were, 120 points, 130 points in the first half. So, David, let me ask you this. If there are 120 or 130 points in the first half, and Vegas then puts a line of 108 in the second half, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that's going to go over because you think you're smarter than Vegas, or are they baiting you into something? Again, a lot of the second half lines you can take advantage of because Vegas doesn't have time to set a trap or do any of that stuff. They either beat you or they don't. For instance, everyone was on Milwaukee's second half last night. Everyone and their mother. So what happens? Toronto covers the second half spread easily. Second halves are where people get baited in the shit. If it looks too good to be true in the second half, it almost always is. Almost. Not always, but a good portion of the time it almost always is. For instance, Warriors -4 the other night, Joe, when you took that second half line, I bitched out again. So, man, that scared the hell out of me. But it won. It covered. So whatever. So again, it looks too good to be true. Stay away from it or go opposite. Again, 131 points in the first half, and they put out a 108.5 line in the second half. You should probably know where to go on that side. Moving on. Question from our buddy Baseline. Hey, what's up? When do you guys go live? Are these available through podcasts only? Joe, is there anything that we may have upcoming that maybe that will change?
Hopefully.
We have some stuff in the works right now that could hopefully happen.
I sound like Tim McCone. I was on with Tim McCone over the weekend. Every question I asked him, he was just like, in or out? No, nothing else? And I love it now. People are I do a segment in or out or whatever. But like now it's like, hey, Warriors, -4.5, second half, in or out. And people are like, in, out. I love it. I fucking love it. It's great. In or out is just... I'm
fucking in
t-shirts.
On in or out. In I'm or in. Out. In.
Fade or fall. And some guy, just for the record, I'm sorry to rip on somebody. Joe, you don't know what the true meaning of fade is. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, we've been doing this for 45 friggin' weeks. Don't tell me what I know and what I don't know. Sorry.
Tell me how you really feel. All right, moving on. Moving on.
You worry about your bankroll and I'll worry about mine.
Moving on. Question from Joey. Question for the pod, especially when it comes to basketball and baseball. When/how do you determine about going first half or full or first five when you're betting?
Ooh, so you love that shit. For me, I'm either a game guy or second half.
So for me, I made the mistake today.
Well, you you like the Warriors trend and
let me do a mea culpa today. Okay. The Reds were -130 first five money line. They won the first five. They were -105 for the game. I wanted to take I thought they were good for the game. I wanted to take a little less juice, a little less edge there. I took the full game instead of the first half. My mistake. There's a perfect example where you should probably be playing the juice instead of trying to be fancy and finagle it. And that was my mistake. Okay. That was my mistake. But in general, what you really should be looking for is either specific things you can think you can find some value in the first half or value in the first five. You want to avoid a team's bullpen. You want to go first five. That would be the way to do it. You avoid a team's bullpen that way most of the time. NBA, home teams first half, usually a good spot. For instance, Milwaukee, -4.5 first half. Looks like a pretty good spot. I'm not saying I'm going to take it, but probably will. It's a pretty good spot. Okay. Those are the kind of things that I would look for. The spots, some value, and everything like that. Anything to add, Joe?
Nope.
All right, last question. You ready to be done?
I'm good. You know what's going on in my life.
Right? You're ready to be done. All right, guys. So this question is from Kevin. Hey, can you guys discuss Kawhi's injury? How big of an issue is it, and if it affects your view on the team? The rest of the team stepped up big last night. Do you think they can do it again? I think that Kawhi is hurt, but I definitely don't think that it's affecting his play that much. He was guarding Giannis all night. You know, I know he only scored 19, but he was deferring last night. And that's when Toronto is really playing well, was when he doesn't have to do everything by himself. That's the way it should look. To be honest with you, the injury it doesn't remotely scare me even a little bit. I just don't care about it. I think he's going to play through the pain or whatever the issue is. I think he's playing through it. It's not an issue to me, Joe.
Dude, I just think he really is the claw. He really is the claw.
Yeah.
Dude, he's an unbelievable. He hits big shots. And to me, he's the best player right now. Ooh. Who's the best player right now?
In the NBA?
Left in the NBA right now.
Giannis. If you're telling me Kevin Durant,
if we went
Giannis.
Steph, Giannis, Kawhi.
Giannis, Kawhi, Steph. Because Steph just isn't the animal on the defensive end that the other two are. Giannis, Kawhi, Steph. You throw in Durant. I think it's on to Antetokounmpo, but I understand why.
But the thing is
that
I feel like Steph makes everyone better. Kawhi makes everyone better. But Giannis doesn't?
I mean, he led his team to like
I know,
60
I
wins.
You know what?
And
I take it back. I just feel like the other guys contribute a little bit more on the floor.
He's only 24. That's the other thing, is he's still more of a younger
player. He's young.
He's
young. If he could knock down threes, dude, he'd be sick.
Agreed. So, Joe, I think that's it. Do you have anything else?
I don't. Keep leaving reviews. We're winning money. I'm happy.
Short and sweet. So no PPs this week.
Yeah, I got nothing. Actually, do you want to make a prediction for the cup?
Yeah, I told you.
I'm going to go Bruins -160.
I have Bruins in seven. Okay, there you go. So you have a PP. Bruins in seven for me. I'm not going to give a PP on that. My PP still is just take the Warriors to win it, to win the title, parlayed with whatever
you want.
Parlay
it with
whatever you want. I'll tell you this. I'll give out some more points this week. But the thing that frustrated me just week, Joe, I went like 5-0 and in a loss today, and I got so much shit for losing today. Like, guys, this is not.
It's because it was a day game.
I know.
Dan, you were 9-1. You couldn't go 10-1.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get that extra damn win.
Just, like, got chill. It's gambling. Relax. Got chill with that burp over there. It's gambling. We're not going to hit everything. We're just not perfect. I'm not a pro. Neither are you. But we're good. So just, stick with the program. That's what I'd say. Stick with the program. Just, don't freak out about one loss in a day game that, where, you were up 5-0 and 6-1. Maybe I'm just a little hurt by it. Whatever.
All right. Well, that's the Over Under 985 podcast this week. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Continue to send in your stuff, DMs and stuff. And your boy hit me up. One of them. We talked about him on the podcast. I forget which one. But he hit me up. I'm the guy that Dan was talking about.
Who, Mike?
Mike, there you go.
Esports guy?
Yeah. Dude. I'm the guy. I'm like, yeah, like, great. And I just like retweeted him.
So I
was like, yeah, cool.
He's doing very well. He's sitting about 90%. He's up 5-1 today. I'll tell you this. I dropped way too much money on esports today, so I've been hounding his ass for updates because, like, hell, I'm going to watch that shit. But, I mean, he obviously does. So, you know, whatever. That's okay with me. I got to be honest with you. He's been doing really well. That's awesome. I hope he continues to do really well. And I have like 7 different parlays going right now with that shit. So I really hope he does really well with it. Whatever. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's at Stonewall Sieve, S-I-E-V-E. Definitely worth checking out. We'll have him on as a guest eventually. I've gotten more requests for him as a guest than anyone else.
All right.
So we'll have to have him on at some
point. We're going to have a lot of downtime coming up.
Next week, Joe, we may have our first guest.
Holy shit.
May have our first guest. We're starting to wrap things up in terms of the NHL and NBA. It's going to be slow season, but I don't want you guys to stop listening. We're going to start doing baseball a lot, and we're going to start getting into college football win totals, NFL win totals, NHL win totals, NBA offseason drama and odds. We have a whole bunch of shit coming up. The you know, baseball season may be slow, but there's a ton of stuff to bet on still. So, you know, where are we doing that? We're going to start getting into some guests, bring some sharp people on. Joe, I know, has a bunch of people he wants to bring on. I have some people I want to bring on. I think we're looking good for where we're going. And also, we may have some announcements coming in the future. Nothing yet, but a few things we're working on. Maybe bring you a little bit more Bankroll Boys stuff.
How about some swag?
Oh, Bankroll Boys.
I want some swag. Somebody said they were sending us something. I haven't seen.
I haven't gotten any Bankroll Boys swag. Where the hell is my Bankroll Boys swag? I need it. So, Joe.
This has been the Over Under 985 podcast.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.